Hello, brothers, sisters, and heart dwellers family. These words and the next few messages I'll be putting up were given to me quite a while ago. It was at the time I was preparing to return home to visit my family. I was lying down on my bed after adoration and contemplating my trip back home with my family, still a little nervous of what to expect, but learning to let go and trust God with whatever He allows once I arrived home. While in bed, I felt that I wanted to tuck away with Jesus and listen to some dwelling prayer music. I was feeling lonely, scared, if I can be honest, and distant from the Lord. He then played a song over me called The Father's Song from Upper Room. Papa God has used this song many times to minister to me, to sing words of life, encouragement, and His love over me. As I allowed the words to seep into my soul and heart, I began to cry, as I realized healing was taking place. I then began to see Him now singing over my family. I saw my siblings and my mother as He began to speak His fatherly words of love and encouragement over them. I began to write down these words that He gave me for each of them, and was excited to soon share these powerful words with them from His heart. Then the following day, while doing the Lord's Supper, I felt Papa God put it on my heart that these words were not just for my family, but for His children, and that there were many souls who would resonate with these words, because they are words for them as well. He wanted me to put together this healing meditation to allow you to enter into your daddy's heart and find your rest, love, and healing from the pain of your past and the wounds that left a scar that still hurts. Many of us have been hurt by our father, or lack of our father's presence in our life. Or some may have had great fathers, but you have never known or felt the love of God, the Father. And He wants you to know His love, His delight, and pleasure over you. So many of us have been wounded by our past, by those who are supposed to love us the most. By our own fathers, family members, friends, and loved ones. Some of us have even wounded ourselves with self-hatred and believing the lies we've been told as a child and growing up. You never realize the impact of negative words over your soul that turn into curses and form your identity, form your way of thinking, form your way of love, and form your view of God, which is twisted from the truth in who He is and who you are to Him. He has been there for every moment of your life. He has carried you, protected you, cried with you, and loved you, and will continue to love you until the very end. This is a word from your Father, my dear one. Allow Him to sing over you and bring you rest and comfort from your pain and weariness. I now want you to relax and close your eyes. Imagine yourself as a young child standing before the throne of God. He's now coming down from His throne and walks towards you and is now standing in front of you with His hands extended to pick you up. You lift up your hands up anxiously as you grab for Him, beckoning Him to pick you up. Father God now picks you up as your lips quiver and you put your hands around His neck because you've been so tired, weary, hurting for so long, and you have missed Him. He looks at you tenderly with the eyes of love as tears stream down your cheeks, and He wipes them away with a brush of His finger. He holds your head gently and says, "Oh, my beloved one, it's gonna be okay. Daddy's here now." And gently places your head in the crook of His neck as you rest on His shoulder. He begins to rock you back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, stroking your hair and rubbing your back. He begins to sing to you.
Daughter, let me pour my love. protect you, I'll defend you. I've heard every word they said, I've heard every word they accused you of. I've heard it too, but I love you. I want you to know those are my words. Those were not my words. I see you pure. I've seen your motives. I've seen your intent. So let my love song lies to fall like stone around you. There they go now. Don't you know my love's all around? I'll protect your ears, and I'll protect your heart. Let my
removing the pressure. I'm not at all surprised at your mess-ups. I'm not at all surprised at your choices. And I am not at all surprised at your secrets you hide from everyone else, and even me. I know them already, my beloved one. And I still say to you, I love you. I am madly in love with you. When I look at you, I gasp in awe at what I've created and what you will become. Like a father holding their child for the first time, a love so deep words cannot describe. For I swoon over you. With every movement of your tiny hands and fingers, I hold you close to my chest to hear the cadence of your heart. That is how I see you, my beloved one. Every time you enter my presence, come boldly, my dear one. I sit on the throne of mercy. Come boldly, because the deeper your misery, the more my mercy envelops you. I am your merciful Father who wants to do life with you, heal you, break bread with you, removing all the lies and labels you have walked in for so long. You strive and try to earn my love, something that is freely given and lavished on you. Come out of hiding, my beloved one. There is no need to hide anymore. My arms are wide open. I call you clean, my beloved one, my faithful one, my child of purity and strength. Yes, you are mine and known by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, I see you. Come, be ashamed no more. Allow me to remove the shackles that have bound you. You are free, forgiven, and called by me. You are my son, you are my daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Nothing can separate you from my love, nothing. For I am relentless in my pursuit and love of you. I am with you in the lowest valley and will heal your brokenness and make you whole only if you just come. Your daddy is speaking.